Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast, the number one podcast to learn about the hottest men's fashion and grooming brand. We interview the brand owners so you get the inside story. We'll also discuss fashion, business, and entrepreneurship, and all things gentlemen. Whether you're looking to advance your career, increase your style, or just discover the best new products, you're in the right place. And now, here's your host, award-winning author, entrepreneur, and business owner, Richard Taylor. Hey, Rich, let's start the show.
Guys, welcome back to another episode of The Life of a Gentleman. So glad that you're tuning in and joining us. Today, we have an amazing show. We have a couple of guests that I really think you're going to enjoy, and one of them will be coming on again in the future, giving us some information, because a lot of you out there listening are trying to do big things on social media, and we are going to be bringing in experts that can help you grow your account and talk about that a little bit more. So stay tuned. Also, Dennis drops in and we'll be talking about how you can style a vest in different ways. And that is definitely a piece of clothing that everybody can add to their wardrobe. You can layer with it. You can have fun with it. You can dress it up or dress it down. So stay tuned for that as well. And also, we'll be speaking with somebody that has some experience in television. And he's been featured on MTV. And you're going to find out why. Also, how he's transitioned to helping others and providing motivation. Because that's something all of us need. And before we get the show started, I wanted to let you know about a free offer. You can get a free copy of my book, From Idea to Income, 5 Reasons You Need a Side Hustle. And again, that's a free download. Simply go to www.thegentway.com and get your free copy. If you'd like to link to it right from Instagram, you can go on at The Life of a Gent and get your free copy right there in the Instagram highlights. But guys, I am very excited about today's show. We are definitely mixing it up. Like we say, we talk about fashion. We got that. We're talking about business. We're talking about lifestyle. It's all here. Stay tuned. Let's go.
Hey guys, let's dive into a brief style discussion, tips, suggestions, and fashion ideas from a guy who knows style. He inspires us on social media, personal stylist, and retail expert, Dennis Styles. It's the style tip of the week. Hey Dennis, bring the heat.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of Style Tip of the Week, featuring myself, Dennis Styles. So today's topic, guys, is going to be waistcoat, meaning the vest. So I know in past episodes we talked a little bit about, you know, scarves and neckerchiefs, and one trend that I'm liking a lot too, which you've seen on my page, is 3-piece suit with a neckerchief. And thanks to the waistcoat, it makes it all possible. The reason why I love the vest so much, this is an old-fashioned thing, you know, it's old-fashioned but modern at the same time, and it's just classic. It's never gonna go out of style. It's only gonna enhance. The reason why I say that is, if you guys go see now on some of the pages out there or some of the stores, waistcoats are now treated like a blazer. What I say by that is the lapels. Now you have waistcoats with wider lapels than they used to be. You know, before you just had a conventional vest, Rich. Now it's a waistcoat.
Yeah, that's nice. I did notice that they've widened the lapels, kind of following the trend of the jackets. So you get more of a vintage look, which I'm a fan of. And you do a really good job styling vests and waistcoats. It's something I want to add to my repertoire a little bit. But what's some tips on styling it so you don't look like an amateur?
Number one thing you have to do is get the size right. Meaning, if it has to be your same size of your jacket is the same size of your waistcoat. Like, for example, I wear, let's say, a 40, right? Or 38, 40. Then your waistcoat has to be a 42. That's the cool part about a vest. It kind of comes in the same sizes as a blazer. So that's the first thing. And make sure it's not too loose, because you're going to be tying it a little bit from the back. You don't have to cinch it hard from the back, but just enough where it's not loose and baggy around the tummy area.
Yeah, that's a great tip. The bagginess around the stomach, that's an amateur sign. And another thing I see people making a mistake with is the buttons on the vest. So is there anything we should watch out for as far as the buttoning of the vest?
Yeah, like 10 buttons in a vest is no good. Now, we do have also lower cut waistcoats. I still haven't gotten into those. I prefer the more conventional waistcoats where it's not too low and it's not too high. Perfect medium length. The reason why I like that, just in case you want to wear a tie, you see a lot of the whole tie there that could pop. You know, a lot of times when you wear a vest, you don't want to hide the tie. Yeah. Or if you want to just wear an open shirt, the fact that it's not too high up, it also allows you to kind of look cool at the same time and not look old and out of style.
Yeah, you have a good point. A lot of times I will wear like a V-neck cotton vest and it doesn't show a lot of the tie. So then you end up looking like an English professor, you know, things like that. And that's cool if you're going for that look. But if you want a more modern street edgy look, you definitely want to stay away from that kind. But what about the cardigan vest? Things like that. I've seen people dress that down with jeans and
that's also big. The prep cardigan vest, please. That's going to be something that's going to be out there big in the fashion community right now in the springtime. The reason why I like them, you can wear them with a t-shirt, you can wear them with a dress shirt, and that's it. That's what I love about them. And it goes well with dark denim wash or light wash jeans.
Yeah, that's a great point. You're talking about versatility now and all the different things you can do with a vest. So it sounds like you could, like you said, you can go with jeans or you can wear it with some dress slacks and a button-up vest that's more of like a suit jacket replacement, especially as the warmer months are coming on.
Yeah, but guys, let's really talk about the main reason why I like the waistcoat vest. The main reason why I like it is because I get to keep my pocket watch. As you guys know, I'm a vintage clown, so I love to have a pocket watch at all times. So wearing a vest allows me to kind of show off the chain loop going straight down to the pocket watch. Now, a lot of people have been asking me, hey, man, you're pulling that off real well. Main key to that is you got to use the top two buttons to cinch in that that pocket watch chain to your vest. Any lower than that is no good.
Another great tip. I mean, you're the expert when it comes to vests. We've been seeing you do it quite a bit on social media. So I think we've given the people a lot to think about when you're talking about a vest. So why don't you let them know how to get in touch with you and check out your pictures so they can see how to do it and see it in action.
All right, guys, you can look me up on Instagram on Dennis_Styles. And it's going to be a lot of vests you're going to be seeing around springtime and summertime. So stay tuned for that.
All right, Dennis, take it easy.
Now it's time for the Entrepreneur Spotlight. Real professionals, real business owners, and entrepreneurs drop in and drop jewels on us. Looking to learn from others that have done it? Ready to get your business really rolling? Sit back and buckle up. Our experts are ready to inspire. Let's go.
Hey guys, welcome back to my favorite part of the show where we talk to a business expert or entrepreneur who's doing amazing things. And today is no different. We're actually welcoming a new contributor to the show. Her name is Rachel Levy, and I would like to extend a warm welcome to her. And Rachel, let us know who you are, what you do, and just a little bit about yourself.
Hey there, Richard. It's so nice to speak with you. Hi, guys. My name is Rachel Levy. I live down in sunny Miami, Florida, where it's summer all year long. It doesn't really get below 65 degrees. And I have a startup marketing company down here. I've been working in marketing for the past 4 years. Yeah, I started a company. It's called Levitate Group. And the goal of my business and what we do is to sort of raise the awareness and understanding of the businesses that we work with about what's really going on, you know, with social media and marketing and how they can make a real lasting impact and not just have some sort of doldrum presence on social media. We're really interested in quality presence and a real community online.
Oh, that's perfect because a lot of people that listen to the show are on Instagram, social media sites. They want to get the word out there about their business or their idea or just kind of market themselves. You were telling me offline that one of the biggest things you can do is kind of step from behind the scenes and kind of show yourself a little bit more on social media. So I'm curious, how can we do that? Especially if you're like me and you're a little timid, a little shy, how do you step out there and kind of put yourself out?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would start with this. Social media, the first word is social, right? And to be social, you have to be seen and heard. Okay, and you know, some businesses have personas. Take, for example, Frank Bod. Love the brand. It's at Frank_Bod. If you listeners want to take a look at it, it's on Instagram. You know, and they've got this really tongue-in-cheek, kind of quirky, flirtatious vibe going on. And so the account really feels human, and it really feels like you're interacting with this imaginary man named Frank who's flirting with you over the coffee scrubs that they sell. Okay, in that case, you've got something really already human feeling. But for a lot of businesses, especially a service like mine, which is social media marketing, if you're just really giving, you know, basic, you know, scripted texts and simple quotes and a couple cool pictures, no one's really interacting with you or seeing who you are. You know, what I do instead, which is something that's new for me because I was never the girl or, you know, been taking selfies and posing in the right light, but I actually do take selfies and pose in the right light. And I make videos of myself. And the reason for that is that people want to see the person behind the business. People want to, you know, interact with me. They're not going to trust me if they don't know who I am. And they're not going to know if I'm an expert if they can't see me talk about it. You know, I don't want to have the same account that everyone else has. And I don't think it's really good for business.
Wow, that's a lot to think about. And, you know, it's funny you mentioned that because a lot of people are a little hesitant about doing it. But it sounds like if you put yourself out there, you're kind of separating yourself from the crowd a little bit and have a better chance of gaining some people that are actually genuinely interested in you or your business.
There's a little bit of, you know, calibrating what your business is and what your business needs. You know, what I do isn't the same as what a retail store does. So, you know, I wouldn't encourage a retail store to have the same kind of videos I do. But certainly, you know, a retailer, a merchandiser could, present products in a video. They can interact, they can do, you know, videos out on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. So absolutely, you know, you just have to really take a look at what kind of business you have and see what other businesses that are doing something that's a little bit more bold are doing and find a way to do the same thing.
Yeah, you know what? You really have to just kind of get your feet wet and before you dive in. So give us one tip that maybe we can put into play if we haven't done it yet, we haven't really showed ourselves on a video or done something like that. What's one tip we can do to just get our feet wet, so to speak, and get started with this video idea?
You know, if you're afraid to put videos, if you're nervous, let's just take Instagram because Instagram is such a powerful business tool. If you're afraid maybe to put something on your permanent profile, maybe you'll start with a couple of short, very quick videos or even boomerangs in your stories. See how people react to you, you know, and work your way up from there. If you're, wanting to do a story on your profile, spend a few hours making videos. See how you feel. Loosen up. Get a little comfortable. I know I have some clients who really had a couple of vodka sitting next to them and taking a couple of sips. And it sounds crazy, but, you know, for them, they needed that, you know, that little bit of courage. You know, find a way to build up that courage and just start doing it. You know, sometimes it's just faking it until you make it. And, that usually ends up working.
Yeah. Little shot never hurt anybody, I guess.
it's actually kind of funny. Whenever my client told me that, I couldn't believe her. You know, I thought she was drinking water in her video and she texted me. She said, no, girl, that was vodka.
Hey, whatever works. If that's what it takes to get in front of the camera, you know, we do what we got to do as entrepreneurs and business owners.
Right, but I am not advocating working while drunk. Okay, there's a difference.
Hey, Rachel, we appreciate it so much. Do us a favor. Let us know how we can get in touch with you on Instagram, because I know you're active there. That's how we met and connected. So let people know how they can get in touch with you.
Absolutely. Take a look at me there. I think that's a great way to kind of see what it is that I do. You know, on social, it's a great little representation of me. You can find me at @the_Rachel_Lovey. Just for those who might spell Rachel differently, it's R-A-C-H-E-L and Lovey, L-E-V-Y.
All right, Rachel, thanks so much. Looking forward to connecting with you a little bit more in the future.
And now it's time for this week's segment of The Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is The Gentleman's News.
Everyone, welcome back to the favorite part of the show, really. It's where we get to interview somebody who is an expert in their field, an author, an entrepreneur. And today we have somebody that can check a lot of those boxes. This gentleman has been a featured coach on the MTV show I Used to Be Fat. He is a certified personal trainer, a life coach, and the author of a book, Strong Within Confidence. And to top it all off, he has a daily podcast. I'd like to welcome to the show Mr. Chris O'Hearn. Chris, welcome.
Thanks, Richard. I appreciate you having me on the show.
Yeah, we are glad you could join us. I gave a lot of information about what you do, but I didn't really get into any details. So why don't you go ahead and give us a little background about your life and how you got on this entrepreneurial journey?
I'll try to shorten it up because I know all of our life stories. I mean, there are a million twists and turns that we go through. You know, for me, I grew up kind of always trying to figure out who I wanted to be. And I never knew that. I was always expecting someone else to kind of tell me. I was expecting my teachers to help me through that, my coaches. You know, and the funny thing is, my coaches and my teachers always believed more in me than I believed in myself. I really was always into self-development. One of the reasons I was into self-development is I dealt with undiagnosed depression and suicidal tendencies for a good portion of my younger life. I never let anyone know because I was embarrassed about it. I believed it was a weakness and all these things. So I lived my life in fear of people finding out that I wasn't as good as I thought they wanted me to be. I kind of was always trying to figure out where I wanted to go. And I believe when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. In college, I went and started playing ice hockey in college, and I just was trying to find the pathway of, well, you get a degree and you figure it out. And I was always never in a place that I felt I belonged. And so I had a mentor who came into my life. He was actually my next door neighbor. And as I said, I was searching for always ways to be better because I believed there was a silver bullet in all these books, you know, these self-help books. I believed I would find the answer. And usually I'd be bored by them because I was looking for the silver bullet when there was really no silver bullet. How I lived my life playing ice hockey and being an athlete, I was very negative and hard on myself. I would say I was my worst enemy. I would say things that I would never say to another human being because I was trying to break myself down to make myself stronger. You know, and this is the thing. What happened is I broke myself down really well, but I didn't know how to build myself back up. And the thing is, and this is what I do as a personal trainer, as a life coach, I help people to understand that the story that you tell is the life that you create. And so I told these things about how I was a horrible person, and I believed that. And so then I never was able to fulfill my potential because I was always telling myself how I wasn't good enough. How I changed that was I understood there were either two options for me in my life. It was either I was going to die by my own hand committing suicide, or I was going to be dead emotionally inside, or I was going to find a way to heal myself. And I believe that a lot of people don't change is because they're not 100% committed to the process. It's not because they don't want it. It's because there's a fear of trying something and not succeeding. What I did is this is where I started to learn about affirmations, but I didn't know how to change. And I believed I was the worst human on the planet, which I wasn't, but I just said these things. And your subconscious doesn't know the difference between truth, fact, and fiction. It's a mirror. It just believes what you tell it. And so then I started using affirmations to change my story. First, I became aware of all the things that I was doing and saying and acting and thinking. And then I started, after I became aware, I started then changing my story, telling a different affirmation, a different story. And so that was the process of me changing myself because I was always helping everyone else, but I never was filling my cup up first. And so I couldn't be good enough to help other people. I was only kind of surviving and helping people instead of helping myself first. And so that's how I got into personal training. I decided I wanted to help people reach their goals in the physical realm. I was good with that. And I was always interested. I loved Tony Robbins, and, you know, and I would read his books and I'd watch his seminars and things like that. And I just said, you know, hey, that's something that I want to do. I want to help people to change their story to become the people that they want to be as well, and from my experiences. And that's kind of how it all started.
All right. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Now, well, you mentioned a couple of things here. Why are people so hard on themselves?
I think there could be a million different answers, but it's probably the aspect is it's about perfection. We don't want to be laughed at. We don't want to look like we're stupid, and we want to have it all together so that we can have the love that we want in this life. And so then we beat ourselves up in an act of thinking that it will make us better, which I'm not saying that it can't. And so here's what happens is most people will look at what's wrong, we're hardwired to do that. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but we look at what's wrong as a justification as why we're there, instead of looking at what's wrong and then how we can fix it. And I think that's what it is. We kind of stop halfway. It's more of, well, this sucks, this is going on, or it's just my luck and all these things. And we get stuck in only doing half of the answer.
You know, I find that to be true, especially those that get into the field of entrepreneurship, because it really can be a grind and wear on you. And I've actually been encouraging people to consider getting a life coach or a business coach to kind of help them on their journey, to kind of put things in perspective. I noticed on your website, basically you're saying if you work with somebody, if you give 5 minutes of your day to working with somebody, you can transform their day. If you give them a day, they can transform their week. And then you make the claim that if you give them 3 months, their whole life can change. Now, is that really just going through a mindset shift?
Yeah, it's part of it. And I think, you know, this is the things that we deal with, entrepreneurship and all that stuff. We tell people that we're going to change their lives. You know, you being in the fashion industry and things like that, you're like, hey, I'm going to make you look good. I'm going to change you into a different person. For me, I'm going to change that mindset. I'm going to make you into a different person. You know, this is what I believe, the greatest outfit you put on will not be at the clothes you wear, but at the words you speak. And so while you and I help people to become better people, in the end, it's really we help people to realize the potential that's already there. And that's why I named my business Strong Within, is because we already have this potential. We get caught into the monotony of putting in the work and thinking it's about the reward when it's deeper than that.
Yeah, no, that is actually a great answer. You know, one thing that caught my eye too, though, not to bounce around too much, but you were on the MTV show as a coach. I used to be fat. And I remember watching that show. What is it like working with people who are depressed or down or don't like where they're at? How do you get them to make that change, really?
You know, as I said with the entrepreneurial about us changing people, it's, you know, the thing is, I guess this is a belief. You know, people, when they hear me speak or they're saying, you know, when they're introducing me, they're like, oh, Chris is a motivational speaker. You know, I really don't motivate anyone. Motivation only lasts so long. It's the hope that I inspire people to see something great within themselves. In the end, and this is, you know, with my daily podcast, it's an affirmation podcast, and it's really about changing the habits, the way that you speak about yourself and the way that you see your environment. You know, this is, we were talking about this before, but you and I and listeners of your podcast, they may be entrepreneurs and all that stuff, and we get caught in the grind of things, and we forget why we're doing something. You know, so I think too, what I really help people to do is ask, you know, what's your why? You know, why am I doing this? Because we forget about that. And because I can't motivate anyone to do anything, I can just show them, you know, a way and say, really, why do you want to do this? And I think that's really what it's about. People will tell us what's impossible. And it's not that I'm telling people to do the impossible, but I'm helping them to see impossibly different. And then a lot of times people don't change because they believe it's hard to change. It's a story that, you know, this is the way I've always been. This is the way I'm always going to be. I've always been fat. I'm always going to be, you know, fat. I've always been poor. I'm always going to be poor. I've always been alone. I'm going to be unloved. And so what I teach people is that you are the author of your life story. You are the architect of your life. And so what you speak is ultimately what you believe and what you become. And most people have trouble changing because they believe a belief is a definition of who they are. I've always been a procrastinator. I've always been fat. But really, a belief is just a habit that you've done over and over and over and over again. And once you help people to see that it's really not this ultimate thing that you are, but it's really these habits that you've done over and over again, and all you have to do is become aware of them and change those habits, change becomes easier. Change is hard, but change really is easy.
Yeah, it all starts with your mind. I like that. Your tagline looks like unleash your inner superhero. So basically you have that belief that inside of us, there's a better version that lays beneath the surface, then I take it.
Yeah, and, you know, and I get it, for lack of a better term, an argument, because I believe everyone's extraordinary. And then I'll get people who, I'm not saying negative, but they're like, well, if everyone's extraordinary, then that's the ordinary. But we all have something amazing to share with this world. And I think sometimes, too, we think it has to be, I have to help a million people, or I have to help 1,000 people, or anything like that. You know, maybe it's just about you helping one person helps another. You know, it's the reason that I am writing this book that I'm writing, which I'm about to publish, and the reason that I created this podcast, the Daily Affirmation Podcast. I stopped myself from doing these things for years because I kept saying, well, how do I make money? How do I be better at it? And really, I was asking the wrong question because it was about perfectionism. It was about looking great. It was about having people admire me for all my knowledge, whatever it was. But it wasn't moving. It wasn't making me better. And so then in 2015, I decided to pull the trigger. And I said, instead of looking at perfectionism and how you make money, let's look at how you can put value out to the world. Because we as entrepreneurs, even though we may provide a service, we may provide a good or anything, really what we are doing is we are making the world a better place. And I think when we see that, when we connect with that, we really help people to understand that, and we change the whole outcome of how we go about our daily tasks, and we actually do change the world, even if we're doing something simple. And I think it's about asking, how can I bring more value into everything that I do? How can I be more useful? How can I be put to good use every single day?
I'm glad you mentioned something that you just said, because there's been a lot of entrepreneurs that I work with and people that are doing things on social media, and sometimes they feel like they're not making enough traction. And if they're selling a service or a product, they're a little discouraged because they're not making the money that they wanted to. So what advice or encouragement would you give them? I know you kind of touched on it, but what would you tell them if they're a little discouraged that they're not reaching the level of success or income that they want at this time?
I mean, there's many different directions we could go. You know, when I'm life coaching someone, I'm asking more questions because it's not really me telling them where they need to go, because they may not be in the right spot. But, you know, I think some of the things that we do, you know, again, I think we should believe big and we should want big, but sometimes we believe unrealistically. And what I mean by that is, you know, we start a podcast and I'm going to have 1 million viewers within 6 months or anything like that. We've been told this, for lack of a better term, a lie, that if you start this, you're going to be doing great right away. You know, and if you don't have 1 million people right away, or if you haven't sold 1 million things right away, then you're not good at this. You know, we've been told this lie about all these things, this marketing term. Well, if you put 15 minutes of your time in a day, you're going to be making $1 million in like 3 months or so. So I think, you know, when we set our goals, sometimes we have unrealistic expectations. We might not have thought about all the obstacles and all that stuff. And I think too, you really are asking, how important is this to you? Because as I said, that lie is, you know, these network marketing companies, or either these things that you buy into or other people will tell you, it's this system. They're trying to sell you something, and they're trying to sell you how you can do it fast. But I think, you know, this is the aspect. If it's something important to you, and it's really about you're sticking to it and saying, you know, what am I willing to commit to this? And is this really that important to me? And if it is, then, you know, am I willing to do whatever it takes to make it? And I think that's really the question that we ask, because it may be that you want to quit your job right away, you know, and you have this entrepreneurship that you're doing on the side. But again, we're sold that bill of goods that you can quit your job right away, and that's the goal. But it may be that it may be something that you need to do part-time until you find, you know, the commitment, or you find the sales that you want and all that stuff too. So there could be multiple aspects to it. I think it's really coming to your why. And then it's also, I'm not saying not to believe big, but it's also being willing to do whatever it takes to get there. And like I said, it may be that you're working another job while you're doing this on the side, instead of dreaming and saying, I can't wait to quit my job.
Yeah, I like that. You know, trust the process, like they say. It's definitely a journey. There's no such thing as overnight success, is there?
No, there's not. And if there is overnight success, most people can't hold on to it. You know, you look at lottery winners. You look at some of these, you know, professional sport players who have, you know, gotten these $1 million contracts overnight. They don't know how to handle it because they haven't, not that they haven't put in the work towards the sports or whatever, but they didn't put in the work to know how to handle it. So that's why I think, too, when I tell people, pray for adversity, you know, pray for those obstacles. Don't wish for it to be easier. Wish for yourself to be better. And those obstacles really aren't problems. problems. They're stepping stones to help you to hold on to the things that you truly value.
Yeah, now that's a really great way to look at it. Now, before you go, Chris, do us a favor. Let us know about the podcast, how we can listen to it, and also your website and social media. So if people have more questions or if they're in the market for a life coach or somebody to help them just gain a better perspective, how can they do that?
Sure. My website is www.chrisohearn, and that's OHEARN.com. You can find my podcast on there, but I'm on all your favorite podcast places. My podcast is The Strong Within Daily Affirmation Podcast. Social media on Facebook and Instagram is The Chris O'Hearn. So it's just The and my name.
No, Chris, we really appreciate it, you know. Put things into perspective for us. I know we covered a lot. We kind of jumped around, but we talked about basically, you know, not being so hard on ourselves, putting things into perspective and taking the proper steps and realizing it's a process. It's going to take time. We'd love to have you come back in the future maybe and give us a little bit more information about how we can keep our head up. You know, it's tough out here.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. You know, we're in the trenches every single day, so, you know, we need to be our own greatest advocate.
All right, Chris, we appreciate your time and look forward to having you on again in the future. And want to send a special thank you out to everybody who was involved, our special guest, Mr. Chris O'Hearn. Everybody check him out if you need some inspiration. He is definitely a great resource and somebody with so much positive energy. How can you not love the guy? Thank you, Chris, for coming on the show. Also, special thank you to Rachel Levy. And she gave some great advice on how we can really maybe get in front of the camera, kind of show ourselves, let our personality hang out just a little bit. And that way we can attract our tribe. We can attract some clients or sell some products, whatever we're trying to do, because people do buy things from people they know, like, and trust. So great advice there, Rachel. We look forward to having you on the show again in the future and dropping some more amazing tips on us. And also, special thank you to Dennis. Style Tip of the Week, definitely bringing the heat as he always does, talking about fashion and how you can level up your style. Guys, if you want to learn more and don't want to miss an episode, it's very simple. All you got to do is subscribe to the show. We'd love it if you would rate and review the show, especially on iTunes. What that's going to do is really be doing us a favor, helping us get this information out to other people who would love this as well. And tell a friend about the show. We appreciate the feedback. We appreciate the information that we've been getting from you in the form of email, in the form of Instagram posts and responses back and forth in the DM. So guys, keep it coming. If you have a show idea or if you feel like you'd be a good fit to be on the show, let us know that as well. But as always, let's do everything we can to move this effort that we have, this movement, if you will, of living that lifestyle of a gentleman. And guys, as always, until next time, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties, lapel pins, and much more. Join the monthly subscription club where you will receive one necktie and four accessories for $25. To learn more, visit harrisonblakeapparel.com.